This is Miss Rodriguez, RODRIGUEZ, 51186. First name is G as in give, ENDARANESHY. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number 2, nausea. Number 3, constipation off and on. Number 4, history palpitation. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, status post cardiac workup. Number 7, status post-treatment with GLP-1. Our patient is a 39-year-old woman studying to be a nurse practitioner, comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days, period. Last time she took a GLP-1, i.e. tirzepatide / Mounjaro, was on the 4th or 6th of May, period. She's had no vomiting but has had lots of abdominal pain, right upper quadrant, no hematemesis, no hematocytosis, no seizure or convulsion. COVID immunization, non-medication. She takes Wellbutrin, non-SR, as needed for anxiety, but not on a regular basis. Medical problems, obesity, fatty liver, but it's all improved since she lost 61-pound surgery. C-section times 2. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Again, she's a nurse and starting to be a nurse practitioner. Family history. La familia, el histori. What's the family history? I don't have anything written down. Okay. So, non-contributory, I guess. Patient recently was seen by a cardiologist after we referred her to a cardiologist with symptoms of palpitation. The cardiology workup was completely negative. She takes her propranolol only on as needed basis. The Wellbutrin is doing a good job for anxiety. She doesn't like to take medication, so she's not taking it on a regular basis. And as far as ADHD symptoms, she's looking into doing a ketamine treatment for that in the near future, period. New paragraph. On the exam, she weighs 130 pounds, 98.6, 88, 17, 120 over 60, heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture of these controls, and mucosal lesions. There's slight tenderness about the right upper quadrant. Assessment, number 1, abdominal pain. Number 2, rule out gallstones. Number 3, no gallstones were noted on the abdominal ultrasound today. Number 4, the GLP-1 can increase the possibility of acalculus cholecystotic. For this reason, we're going to give Recipro 500 twice a day. Next one is add Protonix, 40 milligrams a day. Next one is add Bentyl PRN for pain. Next one is Wellbutrin. Continue with PRN, 75 non-SR up to twice a day. Next one is Propranolol as needed to receive for palpitation. Next time his cardiology workup is up to date. Next time his abdominal ultrasound is totally negative. Next time his echocardiogram was not done since he just had one done at the cardiologist office. Next number, ADHD / anxiety. She's about to start ketamine treatment, but not by this clinic in big letters. Next time his ultrasound of the pelvic is within normal limits. Next number, H. pylori ordered. Next time his lab ordered. Next time his check amylase. Next time his check lipase in face of GLP-1 treatment. Next time is, I suspect most likely this is related to GLP-1. Related to abdominal pain, the pain is moderate at this time, does not require hospitalization, does not require CT scan. Next number, Indrol was also given, called into the pharmacy, 20 milligram as needed PRN for palpitation since the cardiology workup is completely and totally negative. Next number, these findings were discussed with patient at length along with the results of the ultrasound. We'll call patient with my findings and the lab work. Next time, your analysis today is totally negative as well. Thank you.